You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about advertising, and we're going to talk about why it is important for you to advertise when you're starting out. But before we get started, can you please share this podcast with a friend or a family member that you know may be opening a business right now, and maybe they're trying to do everything the quote-unquote organic way, you know, posting on Instagram and hoping to go viral so that their business is going to be huge and they don't have to spend a single cent. That's not the case. For that reason, I want them to have this reality check before they waste a full year trying to do that. And you're going to help them, as well as you're going to have one more person in your circle of friends that is going in the same direction as you are. And remember, it's always better to grow together, all right? So the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because I was working with a coaching client not that long ago, and her idea was to just post as much as possible on Instagram and, again, hope that people will notice her and then her business would grow, which is not a bad idea. But the problem is this. Now, maybe it would have worked in 2015 and 2016 when Instagram was not oversaturated. The problem with social media nowadays is that people are getting smarter and smarter. And I used to have back in the day friends that used to follow like 6,500 people on Instagram. First off, you have to realize that the more accounts people follow, the less they're able to see those posts. Of course, the algorithm cannot show you 6,500 posts all at once. So what it does, it picks and chooses what people are more likely to be interested in. So even if you have, let's say, 50,000 followers, if those followers follow a lot of pages, you're not going to show up on their feed at all right? So you could have, that's why a lot of accounts that grow organically, but they don't grow because people are actually interested in what they have to offer. These accounts may have a lot of followers, but their engagement rate is not high at all. And that's an issue, because you have these numbers in your head. You're like, oh my gosh, I have a lot of followers. That means I'm going to make a lot of money. But reality is that you can't not monetize on 95% of that list, or even more, sometimes 99% of that list. You cannot monetize it at all. So you got to be careful. Followers does not mean money in your business. All right, I'm going to repeat this, Game Changers. Followers does not mean money in your business. Now, if you have a big email list, that's a different story, because you can send an email blast. If you have an email list of 5,000 people and you send an email blast to all 5,000 and you have an amazing title, the copy of the email is great, then people will, of course, take action and buy from you. That's a different story. But on social media, unfortunately, that's not the case anymore. You probably know, I think it was like 2016 or 2015, the algorithm on Instagram actually changed from being chronological to just picking and choosing, as I said, content that would make sense to be viewed by a specific person. So back in the day, the more you posted, the better it was for you, because you would pop up on people's feeds all the time. Now that's not the case. You want to do ads. Now you say, well, I don't have money for ads. Well, then that means that you're not ready to just quit your full-time job yet. Maybe you still need to work hard, save money, be frugal, sell something that you don't need, reorganize your finances, get some, you know, a few thousand dollars in the bank, and then start doing advertising. But even then, you got to be careful, because you don't want to, marketing is actually a very expensive project. If you're not good, you could be losing thousands and thousands of dollars in a couple of weeks, and, you know, drain your bank account and really not go anywhere. So that reason, what you want to do is either A, take a course on Udemy. I always tell my clients, hey, if you can't afford me, you know, like my fees, just go on Udemy, get one course or $20, and then go from there. You gotta be resourceful. That's the most important thing. If you're not resourceful, you're gonna run around, spin your wheels, try things that people have told you works. You know, if you wanna do Instagram and Facebook ads, write 2019 Instagram and Facebook ads. and do those courses, learn, and then really take that knowledge to the next level, try it out, and then start getting sales. That is the best way to get out there in 2019 and moving forward. Paid ads are great if you know what you're doing, and they work for e-commerce businesses, they work for service-based businesses. As a matter of fact, that's how I grew my Facebook ads agency with Facebook ads. That was great too, because once I started, I created this sales funnel. I used to get 15 leads a day in my funnel, and you know, all I needed to do to prove to these prospects that I was good at what I did, just a screen share showing how many leads I was getting, and they were like, oh, that makes complete sense. You are doing Facebook ads. That's how I found you. So I definitely want to do what you were able to do. So that's another example of how you can scale a business with ads. But please, it's 2019, 2020, moving forward. Do not rely on just organic traffic to scale your business. If you do have some money, I would rather you save a few thousand dollars in the next 4 to 5 months with your full-time job, take that $4,000, invest it in ads, and then scale your business that way. Start, at least you wanna kickstart your business that way. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you in the next one.